awesome, awesome double play kicking off the hour of 4 o'clock on 959. It's Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. 112, the Notorious B.I.G. and Mace. Only You. And then the song that's playing right now is Lulo Cafe featuring Notende. I Wanna Love You. We've spoken about this. If you're new to the show, you will know, or you will not know, I suppose, but now you're going to find out that I really love food. But then we also spoke about funerals, especially during COVID, and catering. What we didn't speak about is how people hold grudges if you don't eat at their funeral.
Hey, bana.
So much so that they say they're not going to eat at yours. I mean,
what?
It seems like a problem where Cornelia's from. Mina, this seems like a solution to me. Because really, I don't want you eating my food, so I'm just not going to eat, and then now I leave, and then I save money.
Well, I mean, a funeral, and when there's catering at a funeral, it's for people, right?
True.
So when people come from the graveside, they need to come, wash their hands, and then eat.
Yeah.
So now if you're always that person around the community who goes to people's funerals but then don't eat, it's offensive. One, it seems like you're being disrespectful. It also seems like when Anje, utaselabantu phansi, wa ungadli. And then you're going to have a funeral and expect us to come eat at your house. So no, we're not going to do that. So we'll revenge. One day when there's a funeral at your house, we're not going to eat because you never eat at people's houses or homes. Yeah.
I can understand why people would be offended. Because obviously, like, especially in the black community, the food thing is a serious issue.
It is.
I'm sure if you even visited a house and then the person's like, yo, ngeke pelu hambunga langa luto. And then you're like, no, I'm full. They're like, no, at least take a fruit or something. Yeah. So I get that.
Yes. Or have tea or something.
What I don't get is the pettiness where you got to wait until I die and then starve yourself. What's that about?
It doesn't even have to be you dying. It could be a family member. But we're going to come. We're also going to come do everything that you do. Then we're not going to eat. Then all your food is going to get spoiled.
Okay, can we talk about who are the people who's actually keeping note
of
this?
They're always those people in the community.
Is this a Northwest thing or is this like general in South Africa?
You see, I thought it was the rules. I thought it was the rules only.
Could be.
But then Tasha, who's also part of our team, who's not from the Northwest.
Yeah.
From KZN. I mean, she could still be rural.
She's rural, but from another part of the country.
She said she understands this too and she's heard about it.
I don't get it. If I don't eat, and these days people have different diet requirements and all of that. Maybe I'm fasting. For you to force me, because that's what it comes down to. You are really forcing me to accept food, whether I want it or not. Doesn't make sense when there's so many hungry people. Like, there'll be food. I would understand if they are complaining that I'm finishing the food and I never RSVP'd. That's a legitimate complaint.
But do you understand the offense, though?
No,
do you feel like
people
would be offended?
I do not still get it. What, that somebody cooked and now we are forced to eat?
Well, do you understand why if you say no to the food, do you feel offended?
I don't get why. Because if I offer you food and you say no, I'm not offended. So why are you?
But Sandile also is what a different you? Type of person. Sandile does not eat anywhere. Sandile eats his own food. We can have 5,000 events here and then at Kai FM where there's like the world's best chef cooking here and Sandile would still not eat.
Yeah. So although there's never been the world's best chef cooking
I'm just
here,
saying, I'm just hypothetically, saying. There could be, but Sandile won't eat. You that person, Mara. It would seem like it's offensive if every time I'm offering you food and you don't take it. It's like, dude, what's up?
It would be offensive every time you offer me food, I say no, but you keep offering. That's also offensive.
Wow.
Like,
no.
Why? Why are you forcing me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a black thing, Sandy.
No, I get it, Mina. I get why people feel offended. I just don't get the part where you got to seek revenge. That one, I'm like, oh, guys, nani sen you? Pelangang sus ngaleo langa. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no.
And Futi, to be honest, what if I do feel like I'm better than you guys? I came to a funeral, but I feel like ulogi na itani. I'm like, I'm going to
You don't walk around thinking you're better than people. Even if you are, just don't make it obvious. Don't make it obvious. Then don't come to the funeral, period.
How? What if they came there to pay their respect? Like they respected the person that passed away, but then they don't respect your food.
Keep it to yourself. Then don't come, period.
Why are you getting touchy?
Because it's a touching situation. It's a touching matter.
Okay, so give us a shout. Like I said, I can understand the politics of food. I mean, for example, even in a funeral, sometimes people will just come there for the food alone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's maybe the only way they're going to get a decent meal that day. I get all of that.
Yeah, I saw that in Joburg.
But why?
A Northwest thing.
Really?
No, Northwest people don't do that.
Okay, now it happens in KZN all the time. Abanye will just come for utshwala.
No. That's another disrespect on another level.
Yeah. So give us a shout again. Let us know why it is that people will feel offended if you don't eat at their funeral, and why it is that they want to seek revenge. You've heard of this thing.